Hey everybody, it's Jeff. Thanks for joining me for this week's Wednesday Word. We're in week 5 of our Road to the Cross series, where we're looking at the events of Jesus' life from the Last Supper all the way to his crucifixion and burial, which we're actually going to talk about on Good Friday. So this week, I'm going to talk a little bit about the robe and the crown of thorns. So I'm going to read the passage really quick. It's fairly short, and then we'll talk about a couple things I think we can take away from this. So here is Mark chapter 15, verses 16 through 20. Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him, and they began saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. So the first thing that's really struck me with this, as I've been reading just these few verses and thinking about it, is the crown of thorns. I couldn't shake this whole thing of the crown and the thorns. So I started looking into it a little more. And the first part about the crown of thorns is pretty obvious to see that it's painful, right? So you have something constantly digging into your forehead, and anywhere you move, it's going to continue to cut and bleed. But then I looked a little deeper, and the thorns are used throughout the Bible, and they're used a number of times to symbolize the product of our sin, you know, what we produce when we disobey God, or we sin against God, or we do things we're not supposed to. And we can go all the way back to Genesis to see thorns actually used for the first time. In Genesis 3, after Adam and Eve have eaten from the tree that they're not supposed to, God curses the ground. And he says to Adam, "I'll put a curse on the ground. The ground will produce thorns and weeds for you, and you'll eat the plants of the field." The ground's going to produce thorns from Adam's disobedience. Proverbs 22:5 says, "Evil people's lives are like paths covered with thorns and traps. The evil in their lives produces thorns." So I want you to think about something. What are you producing in your life? Are you producing anything? You know, the actions in your life, or the way you live your life, is it producing fruit? That's great. We want to produce the fruit. Are we producing maybe nothing? Maybe we're just kind of like, there's nothing really going on here in this part of my life. Or are there areas of your life where we're producing thorns? Just like I'm falling into temptation or to sin, and I'm disobeying, I'm doing things I'm not supposed to do. I'm producing thorns. I want you to kind of consider all of your life, all aspects of your life, and see what you're producing. And one area I think we should all look at is kind of evidenced in this passage. And that is how we treat people that believe something different than we do. The Roman soldiers didn't believe what Jesus did. They didn't believe in him, who he was, and they mocked him. They mocked him, they tormented him, they bullied him, and eventually he's led to death. So that's how the Roman soldiers responded to somebody. Now, how would Jesus have us respond in a situation when we're encountering somebody that believes different things than we do? Well, he wants us to respond in love. And what does that look like? Well, it means approaching somebody with kindness, with goodness, with gentleness, with patience. And if those all sound familiar, they should. Those are the fruits of the Spirit that we talked about last fall. That's how Jesus would want us to respond to people that believe differently than we do, that live maybe a little differently than we do. You know, we do this because Jesus loved us. All right, we didn't deserve the love. We still don't deserve the love that Jesus has for us, the love that led him to living the life on earth, to enduring this mockery that he went through that we talked about, to have that crown of thorns on that's cutting him, literally making him bleed. And then he goes all the way to the cross and dies because he loves us. It saves us. And we love in return because he loved us first. So we're called to love people, even if they don't think like we do. And here's the thing. Just because we don't agree with everything somebody says, we don't agree with everything about somebody's lifestyle, we don't believe all the same things somebody else believes, doesn't mean we can't treat them with love and kindness and patience and goodness and gentleness. We're supposed to do that. We don't have to agree or condone everything about everybody, but we are supposed to respond to them in love, to treat them with love the way that Jesus would have us do it. So I would encourage you this week to look at those two things. So first, how do you interact with people that believe differently than you do? When you come into contact with them, what is it like? How are the conversations And are you responding to them in love? Are you treating them with love and compassion and kindness and everything that we're supposed to? And then broaden out your life. Take a look at the whole thing. And are there areas of your life that you can see are producing some thorns? And if you can find those areas, I would encourage you to spend some time with God and pray about those and start to turn those around, because we're in a place where we can go from producing thorns and go the other direction and produce fruit. But that starts with spending some time with God with that. So I encourage you to do those two things this week. I know they're not easy. They're not easy ones to think about. But these four verses aren't easy to think about for me when I think about Jesus being mocked and tortured and tormented. But I think it's something we can really take a hard look at and grow from. So I'd encourage you to do those two things this week. Thanks for hanging out, everybody.